It's been almost a week since the final deal at Copenhagen was agreed. China, India and the other developing countries have since been blaming the West for what's been widely described as a failure. But one of the people who was in the room with the world leaders when they signed the document says China wrecked the talks intentionally to humiliate the US President Barack Obama. Mark Lynas is an environmental campaigner who was in Copenhagen to advise the president of the Maldives. He's speaking here to our Europe correspondent, Emma Alberici.
I think this is all about geopolitics. And what we saw last week was China as a newly emerging superpower, not only not willing to take orders from anyone else, but actually willing to dish out orders. And it's a situation we're all going to have to get used to, because this is a country whose economy doubles every 10 years and is already the world's largest emitter. So we can't solve this problem without China, and I think they know that. And it wasn't as if Kevin Rudd or Gordon Brown were being asked to provide anything more. It was a much more negative approach than that, which is why I thought it was so unfortunate, really, and why I think the Chinese carry most of the blame for this outcome.
What did you see in that negotiating room in Copenhagen that might dismiss the notion that it was the West that stymied the outcome?
To give you an example of this, the Chinese even insisted that Western targets, so rich country targets, be taken out of the deal. And Rudd and Obama had on the table 80% cuts by 2050. So that would be a huge step forward in solving this problem, and the Chinese would not allow them to keep that text in the document.
Why, in your opinion, did China not only reject targets for itself, but also refuse to allow any other country to take on binding targets?
It's possible that targets for anyone could imply that they will have to take on targets themselves at some stage, and therefore they want that to be rejected. It's possible that they were quite happy to see the whole talks and the whole multilateral environmental process collapse. I don't know whether that's true. It's possible that this was actually a sort of a stitch-up, where they knew that if they made the deal as weak as possible, then it would be Obama and Rudd and the Western leaders who'd walk away carrying the blame from all the environmental NGOs, because that's what always happens.
There certainly was an impression by the end of it that the West, led by the European Union and the US, was bullying the poor and developing world into submission, into signing up for some kind of binding emission cuts.
Yeah, well, I think that's rubbish. I mean, that's certainly not what I saw. If anything, it was the West being bullied by the developing countries. Only the big ones, of course, because the smaller countries don't really have much of a voice.
Who was it from China involved in this obfuscation? Was it the Premier, Wen Jiabao?
No, it wasn't Wen Jiabao, and that's also significant that the Chinese forced Obama to sit opposite a sort of mid-level official in the foreign ministry. I don't know what the man's name was, but he was obviously a very experienced negotiator, and he played a very inscrutable poker face approach, really. And he had to keep on leaving the room to make phone calls to his superiors, as he put it, because he was only a civil servant, leaving President Obama and all of the other leaders, and Kevin Rudd included, sitting there tapping their fingers, waiting for him to come back with some news. I think it was meant to cause offence, and probably some offence was taken.
Mark Lynas, environmental advisor to the Maldives at the talks in Copenhagen, speaking there with Emma Alberici.